Okay, Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Chaf Tes. And this Perek has a couple of topics, and it's some of them are clear, some of them are not clear. The Perek starts off talking about Churban Yerushalayim, continuing from the end of the last Perek, where we spoke about what it was going to lead to. So Churban Yerushalayim, it starts, and then it goes into, according to most, a little back in time, about Sancherev, and what happens to the soldiers of Ashur, and then it goes back, according to most, even before that time, in the days of Achaz, before the days of Chizkiyahu, and then towards the end, it gets to what is going to be in the future. Okay, so let's see how much we could get into this perek and give the various pshatim and messages as we always do. So we start off talking about Yerushalayim, which again, if we remember, the first line of the entire sefer is Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz Asher Chazal Yerushalayim, even though that's much later, but the title, so to speak, of the Sefer is, Rashi says over there already in the first Rashi, in the first Pasuk in the Sefer, In Mukdama Mu'uchar bin Navi, and there's going to be a lot of different orders of the different pieces in Sefer Yeshayahu, but Yerushalayim is going to be a central theme. So we haven't really discussed Yerushalayim so much in the last couple of Prakim, back in Perak Aleph, Perak Gimel, Perak Dalet, but now we get back a little bit, a few Pesukim about Yerushalayim. How do we know? Because it starts over with, Hoy, whoa, Ariel, Ariel. Ariel is either a lashon for Yerushalayim, or it's a lashon for the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll go with Apshak, but that's a Rashi and the Radak based on the Targum. Ariel is the Mizbeach. It's as if Yeshayahu Navi is talking to the Mizbeach and bemoaning the fact of how the Mizbeach is being used. Hoy, Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chana David, in the city that David encamped on. Why is David HaMelech mentioned here? Because he's the first one, at least in this time period, relating to the Beis HaMikdash that gave a karbon. If you remember, back in the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis, all the way at the end of Shmuel Beis, in Perek Chaf Dalet, it's described how David HaMelech is trying to stop the plague. So what does he do? He's told by the Navi, and he goes, and he tries to buy, he's told by God, to go bring a karbon on the place where the Goren of Aravna Yevusi is, right where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. Vayal David Kidvar God Kasher Tziv Hashem, Vayashkiv Aravna V'yaras HaMelech V'zavadov Over Malavan Aravna Sees David HaMelech, what are you doing? What can they do? So he says, Vayomer David, Liknos me'imcha es agoren, Livnos bizbeach l'Hashem, Vaseyatzar ha-magefa me'ala'am, I want the magefa to stop. And he says, no, you don't have to buy it, I'll give it to you. And David buys it and he brings a karbon there. So Yeshayahu HaNavi here is saying, you're still giving karbanos on the mizbeach, but look at what you're doing. It's as we're going to see, it's just the actions, but without any kavana, without any mitzvos related to it. Hoy, Kiryas Chana David, where it's supposed to be, following a David HaMelech's path, Svushana Alshana, the sins pile up year after year. Chagim Yinkofu. Either that means the Chagim, where it used to be the Shalosh Regalim Yinkofu, they'll be stopped. The Radak, and Rav Schwab expands on this and says Yinkofu is like to hit and to kill. The Radak says it's like a Lashon of Oref. They think they're sacrificing animals. They think they're doing something holy. But really, they're just killing animals because it doesn't have any spiritual connection, and what they're doing is not anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. As Yeshayahu HaNavi has already referred to in previous Prakim, that you go through the actions, but if you don't mean anything, you don't have that feeling and kavana, so that ruins everything. Says the Rabbi Schwab, the meaning of the sacrificial service on the Mizbeach is to express symbolically the individual's desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the word karban for the word karov. However, instead of this, the people by the tens of thousands would routinely and thoughtlessly come to the Beis HaMikdash on these holidays, giving little attention to how they brought the karbanos, just to have their animals slaughtered on the Mizbeach, and they felt they discharged their obligation before God. But this is stam killing animals, says Yeshayahu HaNavi, right in this line of Chagim Yinkofu. On these Chagim, you think you're doing Shrita? You know, you're just doing the Nikifa. And what's going to happen? V'hatzikosi la'ariel, I'm going to bring trouble to Ariel. V'haisa tani avaniya, there's going to be mourning. V'haisa li ka'ariel, it'll be for me like Ariel. What does that mean? There's going to be a lot of Jews. There's going to be a lot of Jews killed around the Beis HaMikdash in the Yerushalayim area, just like we used to kill animals on the Mizbeach. But that's what it's going to lead to. Now there seems to be a change of setting. Now we go talking about, even though this is what's going to happen, Yeshayahu HaNavi says, he now goes into back to a favorite theme of his, and that is Sancheriv and what's going to happen in the future. Again, after Sancheriv and Ashur, they wiped out and they send it to Golus, the 10 tribes, then the Aseret HaShvatim from the north, then they go to Yerushalayim and they think they have it and it's going to be done. V'chanisi kadur alayach, and I'm going to bring, Hashem says, through Yeshayo, I'm going to surround your city. V'tzarti alayach mutza, v'akimosi alayach mitzuros, you're going to be surrounded. V'shafalt me'eretz edaberi, you're going to be so low, the Jews at that time, right? They deserve to be punished, just like the northern kingdom. But what happened? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says b'schusa David HaMelech and b'schusa Chizkiyo. But again, they were low. And v'shafalt me'eretz edaberi, you're going to go, you're going to like talk from the ground. U'me'afar tishachim raseich, from the dirt, your imra will come by a ka'ov, like Ovid Nidoni, when you bring up the dead, there's a whisper that the Baalei Ov used to hear to pretend that they're talking to the dead. So that's what your answers, the you Jews are going to be like whispering. Ka'ov me'eretz kolech, when is this talking about? In the time of Sancheriv. Remember the story about Rav Shika. He was this representative of Ashur, and he was insulting and cursing the Jews, and they had nothing to answer. Yechizkiyahu was scared, and everybody was in, even though they had Nevuas already, that Yeshayahu said everything's going to be okay, but they were scared, and they didn't answer. U'me'afari masecha tetzafsev is like a bird that is just chirping. V'haya ka, but Hashem promises, and Yeshayahu says, ka'avak da kamon zarayach, all the people around you are going to be like dust. Right, this is referring to the Malach Hashem going through and killing 185,000 of Sancheriv's soldiers when they decide, you know what, let's wait a night, we'll kill them, we'll overrun it tomorrow, and that's the night that saved Yerushalayim. Ukimotz over hamon aritzim, they're going to be like something floating in the wind, v'ylafeta pitom, it's going to be suddenly. Me'im Hashem tzvakos tipake, baram ubarash v'kol gadol. Sufasar is going to be like, gives a mushel of a sara, of a tornado and of a storm, v'lav esh ochela, but it's the fire of Hashem that's going to eat. V'haya, and now describing the soldiers. V'haya kachalom chazon laila, hamon kol agayim sovim al Ariel, all the nations that are surrounding Ariel. V'chol tsoveu mitzodasa metzikim la. You know what it's going to be like? V'haya, they're thirsty, they're hungry, they want to finish it. V'haya kasher yachalom ha-ra'ev, v'hine ochel. Sometimes somebody who's starving dreams, and he's eating. V'he kitz v'he rika nafsho, and he wakes up, and he's empty, and he's starving again. V'kasher yachalom ha-tsameh, v'hine shose. Somebody who's so thirsty and parched, he's dreams that he's drinking. V'he kitz v'hine ayev, nafsho shokeka, and he wakes up, and he has nothing. So ken yeh, that's going to be. They're going to do that. They're going to be hungry and thirsty to wipe out Yerushalayim. Ken yeh hamon kal ha-goyim ha-tsovim al har-tsiyon. And that's what the nations are going to be like. So interspersed, as we see so often in Yeshayo, we have the terrible calamity that is forecast. This is what's going to happen in the first few psukim. You're doing terrible things, but now we have. But Hashem still loves you, and Hashem, if you would do tshuva, you know, we could work things out. Next section of the parak, and remember the prakim aren't from Jewish sources, so this is the next section. But again, in our parak, it's a new topic. The Radak, we're going to go with the Radak's pshat here, that now this is going out of order, is going to the previous generation, right? We were just talking about Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv, so Chizkiyahu's father, Achaz. So during that time, remember it was a seesaw. It was Achaz, and then Chizkiyahu, and then Menashe. It was back and forth. Tzadik Rasha. As Chazal described. So now we're going back in time to the Dor of Achaz, which was the father of Chizkiyahu more in the days of Yeshayahu himself. And what is the Yeshayahu say? Hismamu sumau, hishdashu v'shou. Think a little bit, Yeshayahu tells them, don't just act what you're doing. Shachru, velonya, yino, velosheicher. You're drunk. What do you mean he's drunk? Right, he's talking about here when people go through the motions and don't think about what they're doing. Kinasach alechem, Hashem ruach tardema. Hashem, so to speak, has placed upon you asleep. A tardema, really, Hashem didn't do it. It's baderach adam rotzei leiv malichen oso. They put themselves to sleep. Vayatzeim es einechem. They have closed their eyes. And we'll see. This is what the Mesilas Yesharim discusses in the beginning. The first step of Avodas Hashem is to think about what we're doing and not just to run. In the Midas Hazehirus, the Mesilas Yesharim explains it. Perek Beis Zos beemes achas mitachpulos ayetzahara varmaso. This is one of the great Yetzahara's plans. Lahachpid avodaso besmidos alibos bnei adam to weigh on the hearts of man. Achelo yisharlem revach lisbonein. To go through life. Run. Don't think. Ulistakel be'ezer derechim ochim. Don't focus. Don't think. We know Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are two of the greatest gifts that we have. Because the Yitzhar just wants us to go straight and not focus on what we're doing and not try to improve and not to do any cheshbon nefesh. If we would think a little bit about our actions, we would think and we would try to do better. And we would stop and we would leave the chait. And that's what Yishayahu HaNavi is talking about here. He's saying, wait, stop, think about your lives. You're sleepwalking. Maybe, not sure, but maybe this is where the Rambam gets his lashon from. In two places in Mishneh Torah, at least, the Rambam discusses sleepwalking through life. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, when he talks about his famous remez, even though, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's Gzeiras HaKasev, says the Rambam, remez yeshbo. There's a remez, klomar, uru uru yishenem mishinaschem. Wake up, you sleepy ones. V'akitsu nerdamim miterdem aschem. V'chibsu maaseichem. V'chizru b'tshuva. V'zichru barachem. And the Rambam says, what is that referring to? Elu hashem. We sleep walking through life. That's what the shofar is supposed to awaken. And the Rambam also says that in Hilchos Mezuzah. In the end of Perek Vav, Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam says, what are we supposed to think about every time we walk through a doorway? V'chaleishi kaneis v'yetze, yifka b'yichud shmosh l'kadosh baruch hu, v'yiskar ahavaso, v'yeur mishenaso. Sleeping. V'shkiyo safa, havale azman. Same lashon. And you should know, she'ein davar olmei lo'olam lo'olmei olamim. Nothing is eternal. Elo yediyas saru olamim. Except knowledge of God. Connection to Hashem. So that's what Yishayahu HaNavi is saying. You guys are sleeping. But ya'atim, you're closing your eyes. As ha'navim es rashaychem ha'chozim kisa. You have covered. You have covered the words of your leaders or your prophets. Or it can be understood as your leaders and prophets have covered for you. Because they are Nevi'ei Sheker. Fatihi lachem chazus hakol kedivrei ha'sefer ha'chasam. Everything you hear, let's go with the first shot. Everything you hear from the Nevi'im is like a closed book. Not interested. Or you couldn't even understand it. Asher yitnu oso. El yodea ha'sefer lemar karanazeh. You bring it to someone who is a leader and says, please read this for us. Do you understand what the Navi is saying? V'amar lo'u chalki chazamu. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Right, what do you mean I have no idea? We don't want to know, and therefore we don't know. If somebody doesn't want to believe, then they're not going to believe. If somebody doesn't want to connect to God, then they're not going to connect to God. Right? Paro saw great Makos. He was not interested. He went to sleep the night of Makos Bechoros. Right? The Kriyas Yamsuf, they followed him in. If somebody doesn't want to believe, Kachos, the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas. Right? If it would have been 12:01, oh, they wouldn't have believed. Lochal, right? As the Rebbe Elchanan talks about in the first piece in Kovetz Ma'amarim, right? The belief, if somebody doesn't believe, it's because they have this subjectivity of their thinking. So if I ask the people who are wise and they don't know, so I'll ask other people, you know, do you understand what this Navi is saying? There's nobody around that you can ask and talk about. Vayomer Hashem, Ya'an Kinigas Ha'amazeh. Now we're talking about, right, the wickedness of the nation at the time of Achaz. Kian ki nigash ha'amazeh. Is that the word nigas or nigash? A shin or a sin? The Radak here has two different days about what it is. Rashi seems to have a sin. Others say there's a shin. Ki nigash ha'amazeh. What does it mean? So let's go with nigash. The am comes. Befivu bisvasav kibduni. They come and they honor me, says Hashem, with their mouth. They go through the motions. V'libo rachak mimani. And their hearts are far from it. Fatihi yirasam osi. And what is it like? Famous three words. Mitzvahs anashim mulumada. By rote, by habit, that's what they're acting. The danger of habit, the danger of hergel. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has an entire piece in the Sichas Musar called Tardi Sakana Sahergel, the Sakana. But before that, we have the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim Simin Mem Vav quotes our pasuk in this context. He says, whenever we do anything in life, mitzvos, we have to focus. Yechavein libo, just to come. This parak is this Sefer Chasidim. Simin Mem Vav. Yechavein libo lavarech l'shem baro. Asher if lichasto amo. When we make brachas, we have to make a bracha l'shem Hashem. V'lo yasek ka'adam ha'oseh davar keminag. U'motzi dvar mipiv b'lo hegyon alev. V'yalzeh chara af Hashem b'amo. Hashem gets angry when we do mitzvahs without thinking. V'shalach lanu es avdo Yishayo. He sent Yishayo to warn us. Meaning, this parak is talking to us, not just to the door of Achaz. Va'amar yan ki nigash om azeh befiv ubisvatav. He quotes our pasuk of mitzvah tanashim ulumata. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishayo, the next pasuk. Rei ma'asi b'nai keinu al lefnim u'machzikim b'ka'atam shemachzik v'noim min agavosav. I'm doing what my father did. Biyado ba'im be'beisim is palalim lefi tfilas hakavuos k'min agavosav nekam davin below lev shalem he menakim es yideyem u'mevarchim anatilos yadayim u'botzim u'mevarchim berachas hamotzi shosim u'mevarchim k'mosh adavar shogar refiyem. They bench natilos yadayim everything. Ach ba'eish shehim mevarchim ena miskavnin lebarchini lochein alkein chara apobo. And he talks about that we're going to be held accountable for every bracha that we say. Oh, I did this for you, Hashem. I ate l'shem shemayim. Hashem's going to say lahanaschan is kavanta. You aren't focusing on me at all. That's mitzvahs anashim ulumada. There are so many examples of this. Rav Schwab says we put on tefillin in the morning like we put on our tie. Right? It's just a part of our clothing. What we do. We have to focus and realize the power and the magic of every little mitzvah. V'lachein, Hashem says, because we don't focus, in Yosef lafli yisamazeh, haflav afela, I'm going to bring terrible consequences, which eventually will lead to the churban abayis. In that case, Rashi quotes the concept of a mises ha-tzadikim is even more, that's the double lashon of haflav afela, the double lashon even more than the churban beis hamikdash itself. V'avda chachmas chachamav, ubinas nevonav testater. We won't only lose the mikdash, we'll lose our leaders, and that is something that is so terrible. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Musar, as I just mentioned earlier, in Maimer Ayin Zayin, where he talks about, I'm sorry, not Ayin Zayin, Tzadi Zayin, Tardema Sahergel, he says this is one of the Ikuvim for Tshuva, like the Mesulis Yisharim spoke about before, not thinking, this is a different element, just going and being in the habit. Umashlim hu im kol matzav, zekocher shel hergel, v'kivat shekein eno margish tzorech lachzer b'tshuva. Doesn't know. Mashal Adam Shalo Yadav Aloshama Kisov Kol Adam Lamisa. Like somebody who doesn't know that, you know, people die at the end of their life. Olafet, and he meets somebody who saw somebody die, he'll start shaking. But we're used to it. It's right. We know, you know, there's after 120 years, that's what happens. If we would think about it, we would use every moment of our life. Continues Yeshayahu, Hoy Hamamika Me Hashem Laster Eitza. For there are many of you, and again, he's talking to one generation, but he's talking to all generations. We hide. We think we can hide from Hashem. Vayaba Machshach Masei, and they're in the dark. Vayomru Mi Roenu, Mi Yodenu. Who knows? Haf Kechem Im Kechomer. You've switched. You, B'nai Yisrael, have switched. Im Kechomer Yotzer Yechashev. The material that a artist uses. Does he tell the artist, oh, what are you doing? Is he in charge? The artist is in charge. Hashem says, I'm sorry, Rashi says, Kach einchem yicholon lomar she'eni mevin maseichem. I understand. I know everything. That's what the Gemara talks about, as we know in Baba Kama, based on this pasuk. The difference between a ganav and a gazlan. Why is a ganav worse? Because he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see. A gazlan doesn't care about Hashem, doesn't care about people. But here, he doesn't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, says the Gemara. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says this in Baba Kama, Ayin Tesma Beis. He quotes this pasuk in Yishayo. Kaviyachol asa ayin shomata ki ilu eno roeh vaozin shomata ki ilu eno shomas shenemar hoy mamikem mayashem laster etza. Right, it's that's what we think. Right, the Rambam, one of the animamins, my animamin number 10, animam emunah shleima she yodeya kol masa bnei adam chol machshava osam. Hashem knows all of our actions. That's one of the tenets of our faith. Shehu yisalo yodeya ma'ase b'nei adam v'lo hiznichum v'lo kadasa omer azav Hashem es ha'aretz ela kamosha omer gadola eitza v'ravo ali lila all darke b'nei adam. Hashem's always looking by stone ba'amore v'chulu, and that's what Yeshayo is saying. We don't focus. Im kachomer yotzer yechashev im yomer ma'ase lo oseo lo asani v'yetzer adam liyotzer lo haven. If you have a creation to say to the creator, you know, you didn't make me. Hello, od ma'at mizar. And now Yeshayahu switches and says to Achaz, that generation, getting back to what the generation we spoke about before, very soon it's going to switch to the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And then he will bring Torah back to where it should be. Hello, od ma'at mizar, very soon. V'shav levanon la'karmel, v'karmel la'ya'ar yechashev. What's up high, the Lavon will turn to low. What's low will turn to high. The Radak explains, people who are up will be down. People who are down will be up. What does this remind us of? Boabasra Daf Yudim Abeis. Olam Hafuchu. Remember the story of one of the Amoraim had his son was deathly ill, and he came back, Rav Yosef Bereid Rav Yoshua. And he asked his son, when you were very sick, what'd you see? He says to his father, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. El Yonim Lamata V'Taktonim Lamala. And he answers him, Amalei Olam Barer Ra'isa. You saw an Olam Barer. You didn't see an Olam Hafach. That's the Olam Barer. And that's what Yeshayahu says. That's what's going to happen soon. Vishamu Bayamu. And on that day, you say you become deaf from hearing the word of Hashem. On that day, everybody's going to hear. Hacher Shim Divrei Sefer. The deaf will hear the Divrei Sefer. Ume Ofel Ume Choshech Einei Ivrim Tirena. Those of the blind will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning those who made themselves blind and made themselves deaf, the Torah Hashem will come back. V'yasvu anavim b'Hashem simcha ve'evyoni adam b'kadosh Yisrael yagilu. There'll be tremendous simcha, those who follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim here talks about that there's two different phrases here. There are those that believe without the miracles, or they'll believe only because of the miracles. Those that believe without the miracles have a deeper sense of simcha, and those that don't will have at least the momentary, the difference between simcha and gil. That's what the Malbim talks about in this pasuk yutes. Ki afetz aritz v'kalaleitz. All the people who used to make it difficult for people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be removed. All the sinners, the Nevi'ei Sheker, will be removed at that time when Chizkiyahu HaMelech comes and reinforces Torah. Lachain ends off the parak. Ko amar Hashem el Beis Yaakov asher pada es Avraham. Yeshayahu ends off by saying, Hashem says to Beis Yaakov asher pada es Avraham, that redeemed Avram. What does that mean? Pashas, you might say, Bishus Klal Yisrael, Avram was saved. Avram was saved to Avram in the fiery furnace, v'chulu, because of what he represented, what was going to be in the future. So that's why he was saved. We'll get back to a medrash of Esther in a minute. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov, at that time there'll be no more busha. V'lo ata panav nechavaru, we won't turn red, we won't turn white. And Yaakov will be very proud when he sees his children. Berosi yalada, masi yada, bekir v'yakdishu. When the time Chizkiyahu HaMelech comes, after the time of Achaz, there will be so much das in the world. There will be Kiddush Hashem. There will be das. Right, the last pasuk in the parak is a source for the order of the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. First, you have kedusha, then you have atachonein. Right, and that will be a tremendous time. Just to end with a thought, and that is Yaakov Shabbatas Abraham. In the Bereishis Rabbah, in the Medrash, this pasuk is quoted as saying that Avram was saved from the kifshon ha'esh bischus Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? The Medrash gives a mashal. A king is about to put somebody to death, but then he sees in the stars that this person's great-grandson is going to marry his daughter, his granddaughter. So bischus that son, he saves this guy. So it's the same thing with Yaakov Avinu, says the Medrash. Kedai hu li natzo bischus bito. The Inez says, Kach Avraham. Yatsa dino milafnei nimro li sarif. Vitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheYaakov asi lamon mimenu. Kedayu Avram lihinatzel b'schuso shel Yaakov. So what does that mean? Yaakov is greater than Avram? Many different shatim. I'll just mention it by Schwab's. Avram Avinu was kulo chesed. Kulo chesed. But sometimes chesed could go too far. It was Yitzchak, the other balance. He was Gvura. Yaakov takes it and blesses the MS, the truthfulness and the limitations and the chesed that he has in him. So what does it mean? The b'schus, the Yaakov b'schus, the little MS that even Avram had, where he limited his chesed. So b'schus that is what allowed him to be able to be saved. That is what he suggests. Translating all this into the meaning of our Medrash, it is this trait of MS lying at the subsurface of Avraham, and which later became dominant and personified Yaakov, that redeemed Avraham from the harm that his otherwise unbridled chesed could have caused him. Therefore, without the stabilizing effect of MS on Avraham's chesed, which later became Yaakov's dominant trait, he would not have been saved from the burning cauldron to go on to become the father of the Jewish nation, and to be blessed by God as one of the ones who would bring blessing to the entire world. That's the message of Yaakov and Abraham. But again, a parak that blends many different topics. We started off talking about Yushalayim, then we spoke about Ashur, then we spoke about the time of Achaz before Chizkiyahu, and ended up with the time of Chizkiyahu. Okay, we'll stop here. That takes care of, at least for now, parak Chavtes.